Hi, good morning, Jean.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you. How was your today? You're gonna be is gonna be your yoga class, right?
Yeah.
Later, or you already finish it?
Already finished it.
Oh, okay. How was it? Are you improving?
No. No, but I hope so improving my yoga skill. Yes, but it's not easy to do that.
Okay.
Because I'm used to be yoga class mood.
Oh, what does it mean? You used to be yoga class.
I'm familiar. I'm getting used to.
Yes, right. I'm getting used to.
Yeah.
It means that you are adjusted a little bit.
Yes. But we have only 2 students.
We are only 2 students.
Yeah. Yesterday, I could say that Vietnamese, another student, Vietnamese woman. Yes. Hello. Hi.
Now you're starting to greet each other.
Yeah. Yes. She told me, "Xin chào."
Xin chào means hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Xin chào.
Yeah, xin chào. And we didn't talk anymore
after that.
Yeah, after that. Yeah.
Xin.
Yeah.
Xin chào. Xin
chào.
Xin chào. Sounds like Chinese.
Yes, it's similar. Pronunciation is very similar with Chinese language. Yeah.
Chinese, we just have to know the Chinese Mandarin, because there are also many Chinese language. Chinese languages. Traditional Chinese. Ni hao for hello.
Yeah. Have you seen the Vietnamese letter?
You mean the characters?
Yeah,
right?
Character.
No. Was it difficult?
Same English.
Same English.
Yeah, same English. But it's the different pronunciation.
Yes. I see it now. I can see it in Google. Xin Chao. XINCHAO. But there is like a, how do you call that? Apostrophe on the A?
Yeah, apostrophe and...
Xin chào.
Xin chào. Xin chào. Xin chào or xin chào. So, it's hard.
English alphabet letters, right?
Yeah. I think it's easy to learn English than Vietnamese.
Now it's easy for you to learn.
Yeah. Oh, your daughter stay at home this day. He graduated.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, she already graduated, and now it's her vacation months. Starting this month and next April and May vacation already. Actually, she got bored.
She stayed home all day.
With my mother. And I asked my mother, "Mother, can you please bring her to her cousins?" My sister's house is one ride from my house, so she can play with with kids because I think it's not a good thing if you are just alone as a kid in the house. And my mom doesn't want to play with her.
Why?
She's already old. She's, I'm already old. I don't know.
I understand.
So I told her, can you bring her to her cousin's house and then let them play for like let's say 3 hours in the afternoon? Because my mom is not that very busy at home, and then because somebody advised me that if you have only child in the family, you should mingle the child with other kids.
Vacation is too long for your daughter, right?
How about there?
Summer vacation is too long, but cemetery there are cemetery vacation too, but very short, a week. Yeah, a week, only a week.
Only a week in
Yeah,
Vietnam?
yeah, yeah, yeah. But summer vacation is too long. So, yeah, it's not too long.
It's not too long. Yeah, summer in Vietnam. What about in Korea? Korea, you have your winter vacation, you have spring vacation, but it takes like 3 weeks or 2 weeks, I guess.
This day, it changed the vacation. There is no spring vacation, only summer vacation and winter vacation. Summer vacation is too long, more than summer vacation. Winter vacation is too long, maybe two months. Yeah, summer vacation only 1 a month. Yes, a month, let's say. Yeah, it's not
It's
too
not
long.
that it's not that very long. I think the winter vacation must be longer than summer vacation.
But many students, they are busy during the vacation too. They have to academy and study more.
In Korea, there are so many academies that students attending. Okay, what about in Vietnam?
Yes, Vietnam too. There are so many Korean academy run work run.
In Vietnam.
In Vietnam, but they are very expensive. Korean academy is very expensive.
In Vietnam, as Korean Academy in Korea is also expensive, so it's much more expensive in Vietnam, I guess. It's a
And
foreign country.
they have a lot of 뭐지? 그 네이처 스피커?
네이티브 스피커.
네이티브 스피커. So, very expensive. That's why expensive tuition. Tuition be very expensive.
Native speaker, American worked in Vietnam, even
Yes, American.
Canadian,
Okay, yeah.
UK. In Korea, I have a student and she is 9 years old. She said when she was young, she studied in English Academy in Korea and her teacher was a Canadian. And I asked her, so why are you not attending Academy these days? I said, oh, because I'm now online. She said, 9 years old.
Yeah, online study. Yes, online study.
For
If I get an online study, I choose the native teacher. Yeah, I have to pay more and more.
Yes, that's what I've heard
Yeah.
too. Oh, actually, I was able to see the American teacher last time, and she was talking to one of our teachers, and I said, "Oh, so that's why she's that's what that's how she speaks. So it's almost the same." There is no big there is no big differences actually.
So I think they got a lot of money. Then
Yes, done us.
Philippine, this
You're
one.
right. You're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't find the. I can't find the different level. It's Filipinos teacher and native teacher. They don't have a big gap.
When I heard the American teacher, actually, I said, okay. Well, I think it's not really a big difference. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
It's not worse than money. Money. Yeah.
Yes, I understand that Korean students really wanted to learn with the native speaker, but of course they are native, so Korean have to spend a lot of money. Okay, yeah, pay them. And then we are not native speakers; we just imitate their language, and then yeah, we're just lucky because this country's second language is English. So we really get used to it.
I'm familiar with the Filipino teacher, yes.
Thank you. But have you had a chance to learn or practice your English with native speakers?
No, but when I have a appointment too with my kids teacher, native teacher, conversation, sometime.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but I'm not comfy. I'm not comfy. I'm not
Confident.
confident. Yeah. I'm not. I feel not natural. Yes.
You feel not. Actually, it's like this. American teachers have also their the way they speak. In different cities in America, they have this fast talker, and then there's a
Fast talker,
fast
and it's not.
talker.
I feel it's not there. I can get a not friendly. I can feel the friendly.
Their approach. Yeah, it's not that friendly. They are so strict to the curriculum or to the class like that. Sometimes they feel that way. Maybe they feel like they are American, so they would always feel that, oh, they are better than us all the time. That's what they feel. Yeah. Actually, I always tell my Korean students that don't be afraid or don't be shy whenever you made mistakes in speaking English, because this is just our borrowed language. This is not our language, right?
We are one of the reason also we are Asian.
We're Asian.
Asian. So I feel familiar Asian.
With Asian people.
We are
Yeah,
Asian.
we're from one
You and me?
continent. We can actually understand each other sometimes, our culture, tradition, similar. Right, yeah. But anyway, we just learn language bec we just learn the English language because sometimes we need it. Okay? We need
Yeah.
it. That's
Yeah.
you are in other country, you need it. Okay, and it's of course dealing with, I mean, talking with your kids sometimes.
Brenda, this day, my daughter seems to have a lot of worries.
Why?
She cried often, crying often, yeah. But she has a lot of worried. Well, may friendly relation and grade. Friendly relation about the friendly relation and the grade.
Your daughter?
Yeah, so my husband and I always told her, "Don't worry, you can do it well now. Don't worry." But my husband, my daughter, yes, worried a lot.
Yeah, because she is teenager, right?
Yes, and she is in a puberty.
Puberty like that, and she is now affected with emotionally. Maybe she is having mentally or emotionally stressed dealing with people in other country. So, does your husband know about it?
He know. So he we more look after care.
Always monitor her, always talk to her, and find out what's happening in school every day. Hey, how's your school? Like that. Hey,
And
how's that?
my daughter sleep together this day, and they talk a lot. Yes, but she emotion is changing often. Easy to change open emotion. Sometimes happy,
Sometimes
sometimes
not. Moody.
blue, moody.
She changed her mood from time. Yeah, she's really growing up. So cute. Yeah, we can imagine when we were like that in that like age, right? Yeah, we're also started to be moody. Oh, yeah. This time, parents' assistance is highly needed.
Sometime I think we let she it let she it
Let it.
let it she let it she
Let it
yeah
her.
I let it her let it Yeah, sometimes I can't let leave alone.
Sometimes I let her to do things. Yeah, let her. Let her express herself.
Only and watch it. Only
Only watch. Ah, by the way, sometimes because they are moody, you would feel
and
sometimes they are becoming stubborn, but they are not. You have to understand.
Yeah.
Stubborn because we experience this when we becoming teenager like that, and then we sometimes we answered our parents in a bad way, maybe in a bad words. You should listen to her, and then nowadays the old ways of discipline to the children is not effective. The way is you should listen first to your child. Listen. Okay, what is your problem? Okay, talk, 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 talk. And then she has to express herself or everything. Let her open. And then after that, you will say, "Are you finished? Okay, I will explain to you." Like that. 'Cause my mom's way, my old way is parents will always beat children, right? That's old way.
Oh.
That's old way.
Oh.
It's not effective. I
Oh.
think so. It is not effective. So for my daughter, now she is so cute. She is expressing herself too. Sometimes she doesn't like this, she doesn't like that. I don't like it. And I said, why don't you like it? And then I will say, oh, because blah 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 blah, like that. Oh, really? Then I will explain. So how much more if she become a teenager like your daughter?
You say that it's good way,
Communication also is very important, just like what you're doing. Hey, how's your school? How are you? How's your best friend? Oh, what did you do? Really? Your teacher? Like it's like you know everything.
My daughter probably my daughter seems to have a confessed to puberty.
What does it mean?
How did you how about 아니야. 퓨버리 confessed to my daughter. My daughter only 11 years old.
Asked so early like that? Wait. Early blooms.
When I was a teenager, I'm in a puberty. 14
Yeah, me too. 15, like that.
For my daughter is
So
only
early. It's
12, 12, 12, 12.
yeah, it's so early. You know, sometimes media, okay, also
Media.
media affects, okay, the early blooming of kids. Yeah. I can't believe it. My daughter said, why are you still using your cell phone when you are at home? Like mama, papa, do you think I'm not important? Huh? How did you learn that word? I am important. She said, I am your child. She said, my God.
She's very
How
smart.
can you say that? How did you learn those? I was very surprised. Okay, I said to my husband, Papa, remove your cell phone. Don't play. Don't play. Let's focus on her. So I think the media, the YouTube, everything's affect.
My daughter, she doesn't have a period yet.
How much more when she had next, she will have next time. She will change her mood all the time.
She's friend, almost of the friends have a period, but she doesn't have a period yet. Well, I worry a lot about, puberty. Puberty is,
It's different than before.
Yeah.
Nowadays, kids are so expressive, and the words are so, what do you call this? Shocking words, okay? But of course, you and your husband, you have to talk about it, that communication is always important so that the kid will not hide any secret. Right? Must be really open, especially to you. You're the mom.
Parent is a hard job.
Yeah. Actually, when I had a child, I was a little bit worried about how to be a good parent. Always how to be a good parent. So I just listened to parents' advice, like, because I cannot really get my mom parenting. She's different. She's different mom. So I asked some of friends like that, Christians people and the family that has like two or three kids like that. Yeah. I consider their opinion on how they're going to raise children. Yeah.
Sometimes I talk to my mom, but she always told me she allowed everything for my kids. You can allow everything, he told me.
Grandparents is different. Grandparents, they are different. The love for grandchildren is actually different. Yes, I know that.
They always allow the grandchildren.
What do you want? Oh, I want chocolate. Oh,
Yeah.
okay, I'm gonna give you chocolate all the time.
Yeah.
That's not good also. So they said, if you don't want your child to grow up spoiled brat, remove them from the grandparents. As grandparents allowed everything, because that's how they show their love to grandchildren.
When I scold my kids, and my parents scold me too. Yeah.
My mom too.
Don't do that. Yes.
Yeah.
They can allow everything. Yeah.
Same with my mom's. My mom always said, "She's your only daughter. Why are you doing that to her?" Like the love of grandparents actually different from the love of the parent, because for us, our love has combination of discipline sometimes. Right, because we want them to do the right thing and to know the right thing, right? Yeah. Okay, anyway, Jean, it's already time to say goodbye again. Yeah.
Okay, I'll talk
Thank
to
you, thank you, thank you so much for sharing. Oh, we always have wonderful talks about our family. Take care of
Yeah.
your daughter, growing daughter.
I will always thank you for you. Yeah, you talk to me well, my story. Yeah.
It's very
Yeah.
nice to share each other's stories, family
Yes,
people.
like you.
All right. Okay, see you again.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye.